Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, we're back. I left you. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was a few days in the sun, a few days getting out of the fucking, hustle.
A few days away from your son.
A few days away from my child. But you know what? I'm back, and I feel bad for leaving you guys. I usually chime in and I listen to the Bye Guys on Wednesdays. I didn't even this past week. I was so disconnected. And then I was supposed to do a show on Friday. Shannon hit me up. Shannon, how many times did you hit me up?
At least three times.
No, I mean, just over and over again. Please, Lewis, please, let's do a show. I'm begging you. I said, you know what? No, I need to relax. I need to fucking relax. Once in a while, I can miss a show. Some people hit me up. Lewis, you lazy fucking spick. You piece of shit. We want the fucking show, you motherfucker. I hope you fucking die. These are fans of mine. It's the way my fans see me. It's crazy. I'm offended, but I am flattered at the same time when they call me a lazy spick.
I feel like every radio show takes 8 weeks off a year.
Yeah.
For vacations. And you can't get a day.
I took a day. One little day. We did a best of with Shane Gillis and someone else. Figs. And, you know, you think that would be enough. But people are fucking threatening my life, threatening my child. Threatening my fucking my family members, my great aunt Anna Maria. So you know what, guys? Once in a while, I gotta take a break. You guys take breaks. I bet you guys take breaks every fucking week. I bet you guys only work 10% of your fucking day. I bet you if we really quantify the amount of your time spent working versus the amount of time your time probably spent listening to my podcasts, you are only working 10% of your day. So how about you get off my fucking back?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Great show plan today. This is the Real Ass Podcast. International superstar Zach D'Amico, your other boy. What's up, kid?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling hot. I'm ready to come back. I got some things to talk about today. Got some things to fucking talk about today. Let's get to our fucking guest. First of all, you guys know him from his podcast, Cowboy Boys. Also, his comedy special, Alligator Boys, is available everywhere you can find comedy specials. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Shane Smith.
Hey, hey. How's it going, everyone?
We're doing one sound effect today. It's going to be just a gun clock.
I'm about it.
A gun clock, I called that.
Yeah, you did. A gun clock.
That was it ticking to midnight.
That's you didn't want to special say gun cock. Clock. It's too gay for this.
Yeah, I don't actually say, I don't say words for fucking penis. Even saying penis makes me feel fucking gay as shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's the straightest podcast on earth.
No, it's just that you have no time and it's your cocking your Glock. You're clocking.
My clocking.
Your Glock.
Clocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, also very happy to have from his Instagram live show, Unpopular Opinions. You can also go to his website, which I think we've been promoting this website for 3 years. It wasn't up for two. DaveTempleComedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Dave Temple's back on the show.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, kid?
Yeah. It's up. It's running. Yeah, everything is good.
Just in time.
Just in time. Yeah, we got it up just in time.
Look at this. Look at this. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I wanted to hate on it. I don't hate at all.
Yeah.
The truth teller. I could do without.
Oh, wow. All right. Comedian, writer, creator, truth teller. That's not a clickable link.
That's just a statement. Absolutely not a lie teller. Yeah.
You click on it, it just says, this is douchey.
That does stink.
True. Go. Click on those headshots and all that shit, and you'll get the stuff. And click on my album. Go listen to my album, the first one.
Let's get our plugs out of the way real quick. Let's get them fucking done. What else you got to plug? Let's get it out of the way. Let's start our show. I'm coming in hot today. It's a Monday. We got a full fucking week. It's Halloween week. My Halloween party is being planned right now, Shannon.
Ooh.
So we're going to talk about that today, honestly. Halloween party plans, week of. So you better get with it, Shannon. I need more games. More games for the kids.
Games.
In fact, 573 Gasline, if you have any games for the kids, kids games, don't be idiots.
Oh, shit. No,
kids games.
I got it. It's all minute to win it shit, man. Minute to win it.
Minute to Win It.
Any Minute to Win It games with the solo cups, flip, blow, balloons. Like, kids love that shit. I used to do it for my kids' carnival at their school.
It's a lot of work. I need something that's easy to put together.
I'm telling you.
That literally, one of the games was only cups.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Stacking cups.
Give me things that's 30 seconds to pretend I love you.
What is cups? What do you do with cups?
Like, you could take the cups and stack them in a pyramid and then unstack them in a pyramid.
I see Asian kids doing that in tournaments on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's a whole thing. Yeah. My kid's not doing any nerd shit. There's no nerd shit, no gay shit at my kid's party.
I feel like you're the kind of dad who's just like, I released a snake, find it.
Did I say to undo the plug music? Let's fuck it. Yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of plug, Shannon.
We're plugging games right now.
Yeah, we're talking a little bit about the kid's birthday party. That's going to happen all throughout today's show, obviously. But it's the plugs, okay?
Yeah, let that's, fucking what, we, that's plug. What we're here to plug is the birthday party.
It's a Halloween party, Dave Temple. Dave Temple, what do you got to plug?
DaveTempleComedy.com for dates. I know November 12th to the 15th, I'll be in Phoenix with your boy Big J Okerson. And then I'm coming out west to LA. So if anybody's got anything that they can put me on, let me know. All right.
Shane.
Oh, no. ShaneSmithComedy.com. I have no dates coming up because I'm trying to do that vacation bullshit and relax.
Very nice. Zach Amico.
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Putting together a real banger for Halloween. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And my buddy Ben's documentary about me, The Jersey Devil's Reject, is going to be here on Gas Digital on Halloween. So that's the premiere date. Check it out. Make the boy happy.
Couple live dates, December 4th and 5th. I'll be in Atlantic City with your boy, Zach Amico. Also, January 20th through 23rd, I'll be down the shore, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with your boy, Zach Amico. Mm. Zach, we're going out, baby. This is happening. I'm telling you right now, I have a new fucking agent, okay? He only works with broken, canceled comedians. It's fucking great. So he's paving, like, I'm not even canceled, but we know where
he's
it's going.
Paving the way. Yeah.
We know where it's going.
Yeah. Preemptively. He's like,
I'm only working
fucked.
With venues that's cool with Nazis, okay? So we're good, baby boy. We're getting out there. I'm going to tell you right now. Make sure you guys grab tickets. Luis J. Gomez presents luisjgomez.com. I will be updating that with all the dates and links very, very soon. But keep on looking on social media at the very least, at Gomez Comedy on Instagram, at Luis J. Gomez on Twitter, which I might be deleting my Twitter soon.
What?
I think it's evil. I don't like it. I don't like Twitter. I feel about Twitter the same way I felt about Facebook 2 years ago. What happened to my Facebook? Goodbye. Peace. I don't like it. I'm arguing too much. It's toxic. I'm spending a lot of time not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is creating, promoting my shit. I don't like it.
Fire and forget. Tweet and then don't look.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Delete the app.
I agree that it's hard. But
it's hard. It's a different, it's a weird thing. It's hard. The other thing is I feel like, you know, if I'm... More people will just follow me on Instagram. As long as I have Instagram, I'm fine. Until they kick me off there.
You could also go Twitter desktop only.
I did that for a while. And then I just was being inconvenienced as looking at the desktop version on my phone all the time. And it was just awful. Like, everything just sucked. So, all
right.
Yeah. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I find myself, it's my behavior. My behavior is toxic when I'm on there. It's not about Twitter, the app. It's not about other people. It's about myself. And it was a very similar thing with Facebook. And I was like, let me just fucking delete it and I'll use the other platforms that I use. Honestly, people should be listening to my fucking podcasts, which you can get all my podcasts right here on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, you need to become a subscriber to this platform. You guys see things like YouTube, channels are disappearing left and right. Reddit, channels are disappearing left and right. You know, things like Instagram and Twitter, all those things will fucking go away eventually. Gas Digital will continue to fucking stand. 9,000 hours of content at your fingertips, available anytime you guys want, uncensored and ad-free. All Legion of Skank shows, all Real Ass Podcast shows, all Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, The Thing Is, Ding! Plus 22 other incredible shows, launching a brand new show next week. It's official. We've been talking about it for a while, but it looks like it's officially happening next week, so we're going to be announcing that ideally by the end of the week. Happy Halloween, everyone. And make sure you use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get access to everything, the entire on-demand library, everything at your fingertips, the racist live chat, and more. If you keep the membership, you're only spending $8 a month for all of that content. There's a brand new 40 hours per week that come out every single week of content. Brand new hilarious content every single week. You can't get anywhere else. So make sure you guys subscribe. Support the fucking network. So, yeah, that's it. Legion of Skank subreddit is no more. Mm. Shannon, pull up the page. Reddit.com/r/Legion of Skanks. It's kind of, am I crazy that I'm kind of sad about it?
Did you browse there?
I posted there. The Legion of Skanks subreddit has been banned from Reddit. This community was banned for violating Reddit's rule against promoting hate. Bam. And the gavel. Blam. They don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, they
said,
don't.
Get out of here, you racist fucking Nazi podcasters. But a lot of people think that, like, we have something to do with the... If you don't understand the way Reddit works, like, the Legion of Skanks subreddit wasn't our page. Some people were like, dude, I'm so sorry. They're really fucking trying to hold you guys in. It's like, it wasn't... It was our fans. They're savages.
Yeah. It wasn't our fans. It was the 3% of the worst of the worst of our fans.
And also maybe some other fans.
And a few other people.
Let me explain what happened.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
So if you guys know, if you don't know what Reddit is basically a message board community. And I, for a couple years, I did not understand how Reddit worked. People still don't understand how Reddit works. It's essentially a message board for everything on the internet. So if you like superheroes, there'll be a page for superheroes. If you like Joe Rogan, there's a page for Joe Rogan. Wheel of Fortune, there's a Wheel of Fortune page, Saturday Night Live. More, not even just like things. It could be like interests. It could be, you know, black people sayings. It could be fucking guys with tattoos on their face. Guaranteed. Sure. You know, and it's pictures with guys with their tattoos on their face. It gets
Puerto
weird.
Puerto Ricans are bad at improv. Bad at improv, yeah. Microphones. Tables.
God damn it, Zach, fine. But it got obscure. You know, there was porn categories.
Reddit
it was
mostly for porn.
No, you think it's mostly for porn.
No, but for a lot of people, I think for a significant amount of people, Reddit is 4chan with accountability.
I by the way, to this day, I don't understand what 4chan or 8chan are. Let's not even go down that rabbit hole.
Okay,
I'll be on soon. PR Rattle's like, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming to 8chan or 4chan or 16chan or whatever the fuck ever chan. I will be there eventually. Yeah. Okay, but so I just got the hang of Reddit. Okay, relax.
All right.
So, in fact, pull up a subreddit, Shannon. Pull up, whatever. Just any old subreddit. It doesn't fucking matter. So people can see.
r/cumsluts.
Is that an actual subreddit?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
Nice.
It is about porn. Absolutely.
So would you come in here to talk about porn, or is it going to be videos in here?
There'll be a lot of times people put videos.
Oh, it's going to be videos. It's going to be videos and photos.
Each of these message boards are created by a user. Like you or I, you can create your own subreddit. You can say, I want to create cum sluts too, and it's a separate subreddit, right?
There you go.
And you make up your own rules for it. You can say you can only post videos. You can't...
There's a comma, though, and it's cum sluts too.
But you can only post videos. You're not allowed to post. You're not allowed to post hate speech. Whatever it is, there's different rules.
Oh, and Toronto cum sluts. I'm sorry, that's so specific. Amazing, incredible. Good.
So the way the subreddit community works, I guess what made it unique that she literally looks like a child. what made it unique was the upvote and downvote system. So essentially, what happens is if you like what somebody says or a piece of content that somebody posts on this message board, you click up. If you don't like it, you click down.
Yes.
And then the cream of the crop rises to the top, no pun intended, for cum sluts.
There you go.
And then the stuff that people don't like will get pushed to the bottom of these pages.
Fucking shout out Canada.
So the Legion of Skanks subreddit became somewhat of a popular subreddit. Now, we are not the only subreddit that recently has been banned for hate speech. Cumtown subreddit.
All the other racist ones as well.
Well, the Cumtown subreddit. I mean, there were actually racist subreddits that were banned.
They've done a huge purge on Reddit over the last 2 years. I mean, everything from watch people die to like the red pill and a bunch of other like weird small
the
communities.
Donald, I think,
but
they're
doing
got
that
rid of...
with the whole internet, because I'm getting notifications from YouTube about thumbnails being taken down and all that, like shit
YouTube,
that I posted like a year ago.
YouTube is also doing a massive purge right now with political leaning stuff, and they've been doing that for years now. So people were getting kicked off of YouTube for a while. Reddit's different though, because this is not a community where it's content creators that are going and doing it. These are users. These are fans. And this is a message board. This is where racist, shitty comments belong. That's exactly where you put them. You put them on a message board, anonymous comments.
Huh.
You say stupid shit. This is for dumb people to fucking interact. And I'm a dumb person. I use it. Okay. Right, so I'm not hating. I'm just saying you're supposed to sort of be able to go in there anonymously, say, oh,
it's supposed to be a place where all ideas that exist together.
Yes, exactly. And through this sort of free, it's a platform for sort of free speech. I thought Reddit was sort of created with free speech in mind, that like the shit that people didn't like would just get pushed down. So if racist comments would get pushed down, what we found out was that, you know, racist comments were thriving on Reddit.
Being carried on the shoulders of celebrating men.
It sounds like
they won the Super Bowl.
It sounds like you guys had like one of those tent cities in the internet and someone came through and cleaned it up.
Well, Reddit has been doing this purge for about a year now, right? And
Even longer, maybe.
We're trying to clean up racist subreddits, hateful subreddits, weird shit that are going on in subreddits. And our subreddit, when Cumtown got banned, it was sort of surprising. But I think what happened with Cumtown, their subreddit, the fans thought it was funny to get it banned. So there's this weird thing where, and it's not only just the fans, like this would happen with the Legion of Skanks subreddit. They warned Legion of Skanks subreddit. They said, hey guys, you're posting hateful stuff. The moderators of this subreddit, the people who are in charge of it, need to make sure you guys are taking down the hateful comments, the racist comments. And if you're not moderating it, we're going to get rid of your community. This is what I understand. One of the moderators, I believe, in turn posted a meme of George Floyd, where he had George Floyd's mouth moving, being like, yo, man, the administrators are really coming after us now. We got to cool it. And it was very funny. Yep. I believe that was one Ian Ellis, who has been on this show, and he ended up becoming one of the moderators for the Legion of Skanks subreddit. Small world. Regardless, okay? They saw that, and they were like, okay, fuck you. And then they nuked it. I believe that's what happened. But it wasn't just his comment. It was everyone just kept on brigading with, you know, N-words and F-words and every word you're not supposed to say. And I think Reddit was like, well, no, we're not trying to be that type of platform. And then they said, fuck it, we're going to nuke the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It was like 25,000 fans on that subreddit. But It wasn't. If you actually read the Legion of Skanks subreddit, and I was there all the time, I would lurk the subreddit probably at least every other day. Probably most, if I'm traveling, every fucking day, I would post on it at least every week. So I was very in tune with what was going on in that subreddit. There was no fucking actual hate going on in that subreddit. There was no real hate speech. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, in the Gas Digital live chat. There's a couple fucking actual racists. There's a couple legitimate dudes who are like, oh, that guy's probably legitimately racist, right?
Sure.
We don't kick him out because unless they're harassing people, we're not going to kick people out of the live chat. But you know when it's real racism. You know when it's people fucking around or people trying to be funny.
Yeah.
The Legion of Skanks subreddit was a bunch of fucking memes. It was a bunch of memes. It was a bunch of fucking people thinking it was edgy to say the N-word and thinking it was edgy to say, you know, things you're not supposed to say. They were calling me a spick and Jay and Dave Jews and kikes. But it was all tongue-in-cheek, like, we're not supposed to say this. That's what we're saying. It's actually, to be honest with you, it's part of what Legion of Skanks, how we, our brand of comedy and the humor that we do, it's like, duh, no shit we're not supposed to say. We're not going like, yeah, we get to fucking say hate speech. Isn't that great? No, we're not supposed to say these words, and that's why it's funny. And that's why if you say them in a certain time with certain timing and in a certain way, you'll get everyone in the room to fucking laugh and go, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be laughing at this.
Right.
That's what it is. I don't think I mean, very rarely, and a lot of people hated me on that subreddit. A lot of people would fucking post hateful shit on me. I don't think I or maybe a handful of times, but rarely did I ever see real, like, you know what? Black people are a problem. I've never seen that on that subreddit. I've never seen the Jews gotta go. I've never seen real Nazi propaganda.
Imagining a guy who's legitimately like bummed out about black people in the United States, and he's like, you know where I'm gonna take it? The Legion of Skanks subreddit. These people will help me. Yeah. Like, that would be the last place anyone would go anywhere political.
Yeah, even being on a computer at that point, it's fucking ridiculous.
What are you up to?
Like, like, it's fascinating. Everybody goes to the computer with their, like, that energy that it has to go somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, we all have this, like, aggressive energy that has to go somewhere, and most people are channeling it into the internet. So that's kind of, like, all it is. But how much shit on the internet do we even take seriously?
It's a great point, right? So you have that energy has to go somewhere. Everyone has the, whatever it is, that need for saying something. All those people that are posting
dumb comments on YouTube and hateful comments and, you know,
because there's cell phone cameras now and you can't yell it out your car.
Well, yeah. It used to be back in the day the way kids would do it. I don't think they were racist kids. I think they were just fucking stupid kids. They would go onto the bathroom wall and they would write, "Die, nigger."
Because and you're then, not supposed to do
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then some other person will be like, "Fuck you." And they put an arrow like, "Fuck you, Jew twat." And right. then another and it would just be down the bathroom wall, and it was so stupid. No, it was all Puerto Rican kids. It's literally a bunch of Puerto Rican kids.
It's you guys versus us. What the fuck, man? Right.
There's no, but it's not even.
Who brought a can of spray paint into the bathroom?
It's just me, 13 years old, in the bathroom. Like, I can't believe black people did this to us,
dude.
Where's my Jewish friends?
Oh, I'm telling you, it was. It wasn't.
That's
even
what happened to Shane. Puerto Rican kids keep writing on the shit.
But none of it was based off of, like, this real hate. Yeah. It was based off of just being a bad fucking kid. Like, what I would do is we would go, there was Samsondale Furniture on Route 9W in West Havistra. They would have, you know, the letters in the display, and they didn't lock it. So we would be, you know, we would always rearrange the letters. I mean, if we could find any letters that made anything. Yeah. So yeah, if it was the N-word, if it was fucking faggot.
Well, they already sold Lazy Boys.
God damn, Zach, you're on fire today. He's good. He's good.
Well, the issue with all of it is that racism went underground after it became, like, not cool or whatever recently, and now it's all dog whistles, so you can't tell, like, ironic racists and real racists accidentally intermingle,
of course,
like, as racism grows. So
it happens all the time.
Like,
I find people like that. Like, as a Legion of Skanks host, once in a while, you encounter a real racist, and you're like, no, dude, I'm kidding. You're like,
yeah,
I was kidding. Like,
it's jarring in the wild.
Yeah,
like, find that in everything. My bad.
No, please, go.
We do that, like, and even in the black community, you listen to, like, rap music, and everything is hyper-violent, bang, 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 shoot them up, this, that, and then, and you're going along with it, but then you kind of bump into someone that's a teenager, and it's like, oh, you thought that all of this is serious. Oh, yeah. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, some people just take the programming too fucking far. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's jarring to meet him in the wild. Like, even for me, like, I was at a shitty motel the night before a friend's wedding, and there were two welders in the room next to us, and they took their shirts off and put up the colors. And then me and my friend both had docs on, and they asked to check our laces. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, white supremacists wear white laces for white power, red laces for if you've ever spilled blood for your race.
So funny. That's so, because black people have to go through the same thing if they walk into a convenience store in a gang territory. Why are you wearing that hat on? You know, it's the same. So it's all the dumbest of the dumb on every side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worried about weird shit. And they're only a threat to their own people.
But there is this, you're right, there's a cross culture of, like, ironic racism. And, like, I think this is why the Cumtown subreddit got banned, because they were, all those guys are lefties. Like, their fan base is extreme, like, really, really liberal. And they all think it's just, like, funny to be ironically racist or just to sort of speak with that, like, you know, character cadence or whatever it is. And that subreddit got banned first, which I thought was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And now they did the Legion of Skanks subreddit. What do they think is going to happen? So here's what's funny. Guys like Seth Simons and Jake Flores, they're celebrating. They're posting screenshots and being like, yay, look at this. I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Like, I mean, do you think the fans aren't going to just fucking come together and figure something out? We already opened up the Gas Digital message boards again. So the forums, gasdigitalnetwork.com/forums are open. We're making some adjustments and some tweaks. I have other ideas for that that could be really cool and much bigger as well. But they should want it on a platform where they sort of have to be limited, right? So what's funny is that guy, Jake, he has been blaming Legion of Skanks and our fans and our message board and the subreddit for, like, doxing him and sharing his fucking cum-eating videos and all this other shit. We never even did it. It was the Cumtown private website. It's the kids on that message board, which is a private website, which isn't moderated by some fucking lefties out in California. that are the ones who are sharing information. So you should want it on a public platform. You should want it on Twitter. You should want it on Reddit. You shouldn't want it
where
to
people
go
have
on...
accountability. Like
yeah, dude. Fans. I'll tell you right now because if anybody calls these guys a faggot on the Gas Digital message board,
they become
care.
Moderators.
I don't care. I'm not. Nobody's getting kicked off for fucking calling this guy people. A faggot. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. So I don't really know.
Dude, it's such a bummer to be like a grown man paying attention to that shit. Like, I'm Jewish, and if something happens to the website Stormfront, I won't know because I it doesn't take up real estate in my mind. Because I'm a fucking loser.
But it's fascinating because that shows your growth. See, like, that person, they're still spreading your propaganda. Yeah. It's the same as if someone stands on a corner with a horn and be like, beep if you hate Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
Well, most of the people that drive past are going to go, who the fuck is Louis J. Gomez?
They're going to Google him and then be bummed out immediately.
Right. But
they go around the corner and they can beep.
But even though they're out there doing that negatively, all they're doing is bringing attention to Louis J. Gomez. You basically, what you have is a disgruntled employee that will be here for 32 years. They're just going to bitch and moan the entire 32 years.
Yeah. And look, I mean, these people are always going to hate me. Every single day, I end up stumbling upon somebody that I either used to be friends with on social media or that I used to follow that now has blocked me. Now, I don't know if it's because they're using, like...
An app
that blocks if you follow a certain amount of problematic people. I mean, look, fine. But those people are fucking pussies anyway. If you type in, like, all right, if you follow Anthony Cumia, Gavin McGinnis, fucking Joe Rogan, and fucking Donald Trump, you're blocked automatically. What a fucking pussy.
So wait, there's an app that will monitor other people's...
Yeah, I'm blocked from people's Twitters that I've never even interacted with them.
Yeah, they can like mass block you based on like keywords.
If you follow Legion of Skanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it really is like, it's just a strange thing. I used to really just give a fuck about like comedians hanging out and everyone like, we were all just friends because we were comics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was just like, that was that. Every open mic that everyone went to at the beginning was, it was like an old crazy lady. There was a couple college kids. There was like an autistic kid.
Yeah, a doctor.
Yeah, there was a lawyer. There was a Harvard graduate. It was like 18
a guy
people.
Who's 9 years in that thinks he's gonna pop.
Yes,
you know. And you're like, all right, man, you do it. You keep going.
But that was how everyone sort of started in comedy, and it was like a true melting pot of like cultures
and
the way people where people came from. And it was like it didn't matter. The equalizer was that fucking bucket. You put your name in that bucket. You pay your $3. You buy your drink. You wait your turn, and you be respectful to that person because they're going to be respectful to you. You wait until the end of the fucking open mic. Don't leave after your set. Wait till the end. That was sort of the fucking rules of engagement. That's how we all interacted when we started in this game, and that was sort of the respect that we had. It's stupid. People that don't do comedy are like, yeah, that sounds dumb. But like for people who started in comedy over a decade ago, you get it. You're like, I don't know, man. There was that fucking bucket, and you're trying to get your name pulled out of it. You're watching,
and to sit through 3 minutes at a time of a bunch of horse shit that you disagree with.
You disagree with it, you hate it, but you respected it. You're like, you know what? I know they're trying, just like in life, we're all trying to figure out our own philosophy, figure out our own path, figure out our own happiness, figure out our own success. They're all trying to figure out their 3 fucking minutes. And they're going through the same process no matter what their background was, no matter what happened to them, no matter what variables fucking smacked them in their face in their life. They were all trying to get to this one place. And that it was like weirdly symbolic. It was like an analogy for fucking life. And that shit is just fucking gone.
Yeah.
It's completely it was inherently built into me. Respect all these other comics.
Not only
just
that,
on a baseline.
People's dedication to getting that shit off.
Yeah.
So it'd be rain, snow, fucking hot. People would come straight from work. Fucking people just got hit by a car, fell off their skateboard, but they were still showing up do this 3 minute thing because that shit has to go somewhere.
Yeah, that was the best. When you're like, oh shit, you're mentally ill too? We should all go to Denny's after this.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's the best. That was the fucking, my favorite shit in comedy is the hang.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like with, you know, like you're meeting weirdos and fucking, that's when you like, it's cool. It's fucking awesome.
Well, in punk rock, everyone looks punk rock. You know, in hip hop, everyone looks hip hop. hip hop.
Yeah, comedy. Yeah. Everybody.
But it's like in comedy, it's a very bizarre thing. It's another similarity with MMA. I noticed that this, and I won't talk too much about MMA on this show, but I watched it with Khabib Nurmagomedov this weekend winning. If you guys watched the fight, it was fucking incredible. You know, beat Justin Gaethje, and it's like. Like, I just, it's kind of beautiful to watch the UFC. This is a very meat-heady moment I'm having right now, but it's true.
Okay.
But you sort of watch, like we're all at each other's throats, and you have cage fighting, which is sort of like, just strips away all this bullshit. Comedy used to be this for me, but it strips away all that bullshit. It was like, you have all these fighters and all these fans from different cultures. Khabib is a fucking through and through Muslim. Like, straight up fucking gets down and prays toward the fucking sun two times a day, whatever the fuck they do. Yeah. Like, real deal fucking Muslims.
They feed him a goat through the cage like the rest
of the fucking But, like, he legitimately celebrates Ramadan. He takes off, won't train. He fasts during for that period. Like, he's real deal. Now, on one hand, you have fucking Dana White fucking touting Trump, and you have these fighters that are saying, vote for Trump. And then you have, you know, other, you know, another guy who's from the fucking hood, and he's saying, fuck Trump, he's racist, blah, blah, blah. Then you got Khabib, who's from fucking, he's Muslim. You have all these people from different cultures.
He's Russian, right?
He's Russian.
Yeah.
From all these different cultures and countries, and they all just fucking say, fuck it, dude. Like, they just, everyone loves to just watch a cage fight. Everyone just loves to watch these guys get into the cage and go for it. And everyone lets all the bullshit strip away. And I watched a crowd, you know, there's nobody, I didn't see anybody online being like, you know what, fuck him. He's fucking Muslim. Justin Gaethje's American. Just MMA fans aren't really built that way. And you would almost think they would be. But it's just a weird thing. It just sort of reminded me of that. But comedy sort of used to be that. It was like, it didn't really matter what religion or culture you were from or any of that other shit. It was just about that bucket and that 5 minutes and coming up with a few, you know.
In what other world would me and Scopo be friends?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I really mean, like, a meathead jock and a fucking half a fag cat man.
Yeah. 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 All my comedy friends are like, I would not be friends with you if it wasn't for this thing.
Yeah, no way you can understand. You don't look like anybody else. None of us look like anybody else at this table.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm friends with Corinne Fisher. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, that's.
We all wonder this every day. Yeah.
It's like a weird, like, it's just comedy.
Everyone's waking up.
Remember discovering
the Corinne Fisher. How the fuck did that happen?
Like, can you wake up in an apocalypse movie?
Well, she's in my mind. I took her shooting the other day, and I was just like watching this goofy ass liberal girl like shoot a shotgun from her hip, and I was like, comedy, this is comedy right here.
Yeah.
Remember finding rich kids that were hiding out in comedy?
Yeah.
Like, so many people just renounced being rich and were just like hanging out in dive bars just sharing ideas. Like, yeah. Holy shit.
It was great for a while. But look, RIP the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It was good while it lasted. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/forums. We got some stuff happening over there. I'm working with a developer on making some changes and making some cool stuff happen. So, yeah, go do that. You don't have to. I know what we already changed is you don't have to subscribe to Gas Digital to go sign up for the forums. You could sign up just for the forums, and you could also lurk the forums without actually signing up. You could just check it out. You don't have to sign in or anything. So just check it out and see if you guys like it. All right, real quick, we must thank YoKratom, YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. Not only today's show, marquee sponsors for Skankfest happening in March next year. Also, the entire fight camp coming up for myself versus Jason Ellis has been sponsored by YoKratom. So they are truly in the Luis J. Gomez business. And that's why if you're over the age of 21 and you guys are using Kratom, or if you've been thinking about using Kratom, make sure you guys grab it from YoKratom. YoKratom.com has the best prices in Kratom in the world. They are home of the $60 kilo. You too can be like a Colombian drug lord and buy a kilo of something. It's fucking incredible. Go to YoKratom.com, grab a kilo right now, $60 of the best Kratom in the world, and enjoy yourself a nice Kratom-y day. All right, where were we? Okay, all right, where are we at? What else? Yeah, Halloween. We got a few days left. My Halloween party is coming together. What are you guys doing for Halloween, Shane?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'm gonna play video games. I don't know. Yeah, I fucking don't do holidays, really. I'm pretty stay at home, so nothing cool going on.
What about you, Temple?
Working on putting together a show and little party at Brooklyn 111 Studios. So follow my page, and if we can.
You're working on putting it together. We are 4 days away.
Shit, it is 4 days away?
Yes, it even.
God damn it.
You haven't even put it together yet.
What are you talking about, man? All you got to do. Have you ever seen the Snoop Dogg videos from the 90s? All you do is wake up the day of and make a few phone calls, and you got a full-fledged house party in 2 hours.
Okay. All right. I don't know how it works.
Do you have bitches in the living room getting it on?
It's just on call.
I used to love those music videos. They would just wake up like, hey, man, what y'all doing today? And then the whole shit before the video was over, they had a full-fledged party, and they were getting laid.
The guy on the other end would be like, it's 6 p.m.
What are you doing, Zach? You have to be doing something fun.
The night before Halloween, my new movie's coming out.
Okay.
So, like, that's the big thing this weekend.
Very cool. Well, I am hosting a child's Halloween party. The first of its kind.
From the neighborhood or kids from your kid's class?
I don't think anybody from his class, because he goes to school in the city still.
Okay.
So I don't think the kid, I mean, there are actually a couple kids coming from the city, but they're like friends of his.
You haven't put together the guest list yet either?
We have the guest list put together. I'm not you. I'm not going to wake up on Saturday.
That's what it sounds like. He asked you who's coming, and you stuttered and stammered.
No, I said
probably children, I guess.
It's not from his class. He asked a very specific question, and it's not from his class. Yeah. No, it's friends from his life. yeah, but there's a couple of kids from the neighborhood as well, which is a great way to sort of get introduced to people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I have to figure out more games, Shannon. More fucking childlike games.
Well, I mean, you have all the classics, bobbing for apples and all this shit.
No, we can't do bobbing for apples.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People are dying. My bad. See, remember earlier when I was like, I just stay home and play World of Warcraft? That's my bad.
By the way, you should just get rid of bobbing for apples, period.
Yeah, what
bobbing
the fuck?
Bobbing for apples is gross. Disgusting.
Especially if you had to foul at a person just like the vampire.
That is just awful.
All of that paint just falling off in the water. They never gave a fuck, dude.
I think we're doing, what do you got here?
Disc tossing game. That's cute.
Where can I pick this up?
Party City.
Okay. You do like a pin the tail on the donkey type thing with a monster too, probably.
Well, I think we're
put the eye on the Cyclops or whatever.
There you
no,
go.
I got a few things. I'll show you my list. Hold on. Let me pull up my list really quick. Hold on right here. Blah, blah, blah. Under screenshots, I don't know. All right, the one, all right, my good activities so far for sure are we're doing a candy in my trampoline. We're doing a candy grab. So I'm gonna go into the trampoline, dress up as a monster. The trampoline's gonna be all covered in cobwebs and things like that, and then we're gonna have a bunch of candy and toys and fun things. And then they get 30 seconds to try to grab as much stuff as whatever they can hold in their hands while I bounce them like fucking crazy.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's a fun,
I dig it. No,
that's a fun
cool.
activity. I made it up.
Yeah, that's great.
It sounds so Michael Jackson-like.
It does, but candy. Also it does sound funny.
On the trampoline? Yeah, come on, it's candy.
If you have a trampoline, there's so many
scary
games.
Monster.
Well, I mean, play trampoline games. Break the egg. Yeah. You'll kill a kid eventually.
What's
but
break the egg?
Break the egg is when you like you make yourself an egg. You like raise your knees and you grab on tight, and then everyone tries to double bounce you and make you not be an egg anymore.
I do that with my niece and my son, and they usually end up scraping their face on the trampoline and hurting themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm looking where, God damn it, Shannon, I had it on my Instagram and I don't know where it went. Now I'm really far back. What
your
else?
Your games just sounds like a great way for kids to step on candy, by the way.
Hold on,
okay,
one second.
Okay, there's more in the house.
Give me another game, Shannon, while I get this, because I'm going to pull it up from Instagram.
You can do like bingo, a Halloween bingo. You put like a bunch of symbols in a hat, and you can buy the bingo cards. Just go to Party City.
Bingo. Nobody wants to fucking play bingo,
that's
Shannon.
That's children, not 80-year-olds.
Children's games. Children's games. Come on.
God damn it. Hold on. Where is it under screenshots? I'm sorry, guys. I promise you, I had my whole fucking list of party games that I wanted to share with everyone. Oh, here they are. Got it. Okay. So here's what's going to happen. Shut up, Shannon. They're going to show up first. It's going to be a spooky cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm. Get all the kids sauced. We're going to get fucked up. You loosen these little kids up, dude. You got to loosen them up.
Have some juice, children.
I'm going to give you two or three more Michael Jackson impressions before I cut you off.
I know. It is unnerving. It is unnerving to hear the whisper in the mic.
So we do cocktail hour. We're going to make some sort of blood punch.
Okay.
With like eyeballs floating in it. I got little wine glasses, like clear like wine glasses. So all the kids, we're going to tell them all it's blood from one of the parents that couldn't make it.
It's blood.
One of the parents that couldn't make it. Just go real with it. One of the parents got in a car wreck. I'm actually very sorry. I can't reveal to you which because I want to ruin the party, but one of you, you have some shit to take care of after this party.
Look around. Is your mommy or daddy not here?
Big could problem.
Be could be you. So then they're going to have pizza. I want to get the food and the drinks out of the way real quick. Have some pizza. They're still doing cocktail hour. They're running around. They're playing with their costumes, right? Really, hour one is spooky cocktail hour and some pizza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we go into spooky story time number one. Which Friday, Shannon, will be spooky story times. All we're doing a bunch of spooky stories on the podcast on Friday.
Are we dressing up on Friday?
Yeah. I'll do a completely different costume than I'm doing tonight on Skanks.
All right.
I'll wear ears.
What adults are coming to this party? I'm just imagining you inviting Ari Shaffir and he doses children with acid.
No, there's no comedians. You have to have a child in order to get in. It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
You have to have a child.
Yeah, we stamp their hand.
Ari would get one for the day.
Dude, Chuck E. Cheese lets you go in there without a kid, and it seems like they shouldn't.
No, they do not.
What? I've literally been to Chuck E. Cheese to have pizza. Someone was like, you could just go and have pizza. I was like, no, you can't. And we went, and then I was deeply uncomfortable the whole time.
Huh.
I didn't know you can go into Chuck E. Cheese without it. I guess
you can. Yeah, because it's like, if you're late to a birthday party.
Oh, you know what? No, that's true. You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, we went and ate pizza, and it was like...
Yeah, because what they do is they use
They stamp the kids on the way out.
They use a rubber stamper that's blacklight sensitive.
Yeah.
And they make sure your numbers match. So they go like, all right, number 77, number 77. And then when you try to walk out with a kid...
It's like an adorable Holocaust.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chuck E. Cheese is just watching Schindler's List like, okay, writing that down.
I mean, what do you do? Like, what happens in that moment? You're like a Chuck E. Cheese character. You got a fucking mouse hat on. And this guy comes out. He's got 77. Yeah. This kid's got 104 right over here.
He's got 42 and 31.
What do you do here?
Dude, I wonder how many people have had to fight in the mouse costume. Right.
Or the fact that they probably have a no chase policy.
They probably do.
You have to hold on to the kid.
You're not
like
allowed
it's
to touch
a shopping
him.
Bag.
There's nothing we can do, but we can call and let you know. Hey, 104 and 109 left.
They just get on the radio. We got a situation out here, and then a buffer Chuck E. Cheese comes out like he's ripped, but with the mouse hat on and a little police hat.
Yeah, dude. They have undercover cops. We discussed it. Was it on this show or on Skanks?
I think we talked about it here.
That's so funny.
When I got caught stealing tickets at Chuck E. Cheese.
That was on Skanks.
Oh,
they have loss prevention, like Chuck E. Cheese detectives.
Well, no, what they have is they have pedophile cops hanging out, and then if you steal tickets,
pedophile.
Oh, I was like, wait. So like the cops are like, listen, I gotta molest kids, and they do trades. So I stop theft, and then they let me diddle some of the kids.
Here's what happened. It's like, listen to me. You've molested 37 children just in the Northeast in the past month. We could put you in jail. Or you could work for me.
It's just Chuck E. Cheese smoking a cigarette. Yeah. It takes a long drag.
No.
God damn it, that's 42 kids, 3 little red wagons.
O'Malley! <Yeah. laughs> No, they have...
Hand in your candy dispenser.
They have pedophile... cops, and I'm assuming that they're cops that aren't cops anymore. They used to be cops, like either retired cops or cops that never made it to the force.
Damn, that's dark.
Yeah, dude. So they walk around and they're furious. they look like they're pedophiles. So just walking around Chuck E. Cheese alone. I noticed one of the machines was broken.
Yeah.
And I could pull it out and just fucking take an entire thing of tickets. Like, I'm talking about, like, it was so many tickets. A brick of fucking tickets, okay?
Hell yeah, dude.
So I saw that, and I saw a pedophile cop, by the way. My mind, I was like, he's just a pedophile. So I was like, he's not ratty be out. He's out here to fuck kids.
Well, if anything, you could probably bribe him with some tickets.
Just an adult in the ball pit by himself. You're like, he seems cool.
No, dude.
No better way to get a kid than like you've already got the big prize that he wants.
He's got him in his zipper.
There's no way that this guy's ratting me out. I was like, this guy's a creep. He's here to look at kids and maybe touch them. I was like, he's got his own problems. I was like, I'm going to take these fucking tickets. Little did I know, he was just a cop. He was just like, what are you doing? I'm standing right here.
No, yo, I'm stealing. What the fuck are you doing? No,
it's really funny because my 82-year-old aunt was there, and I gave all the tickets to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, here, hold these. And she's like, what? You won these? I was like, yeah, I won them. I gave them that. And then the cop came over to me and my poor 82-year-old aunt, and was like, yeah, where'd you get those tickets? And
I
was like...
I love how you justify being caught doing something shitty by projecting something shittier on that person.
No. It was even I was the shittiest because I was willing to let him continue to molest children in order to be the bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, you know what? He's going to take all the heat off me.
Listen, if you want one of those sticky hands that you win at Chuck E. Cheese, a kid's got to get raped, okay?
It's true. It is very true.
So what happened?
If you want to stick you hand,
to like
sticky hands.
They took there you to a basement room like in casino.
No, they didn't even kick me out. They just took the tickets back. They had a clacker. They were like, give me your hand.
They literally can't afford to lose business. They're like, listen, in the game of life, like you went for it. We respect that, but.
You got to respect that. How do you not?
Hey, which hand do you eat pizza with?
you know what I did?
With the hammer over and over and over again. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
I brought them
the
over
mallet,
to the machine.
The whack-a-mole mallet.
I was like, oh, yeah, the machine's. I was like, oh. Are we not supposed to take if they're sitting there? I really
as
sort of treated it like who wouldn't?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're like, what am I not? It's just open. I thought I was allowed.
I thought I won.
Yeah, dude. As a kid, I can't tell you how many times I took, so you can't just put the candy bar in your pocket before you buy it. Well, my bad, everybody.
Well, that's why you got to do this. This is the move what I learned when I was younger is take the candy bar, put it in your armpit like this, right? And like that. And then fucking you're good. Now, if they catch you, you'd be like, I'm retarded. I literally put it there to hold it here. Like, if they don't catch you, they're likely not going to catch you. Because also, when I was younger, I used to have tits and flabby arms. Mm-hmm. So it just melted against my body.
There you go.
People think I'm fat. I'm actually just the perfect criminal.
Yeah, you really are. So story time number one. I got to figure out spooky stories to tell, Shannon. I need a list of the scariest stories you've ever heard.
What's that book?
I have
book
them.
Of scary
all three.
Stories.
Scary
one,
Stories,
yeah,
Tell
yeah.
in the Dark, 1, 2, and 3. I have all three.
There you go.
A couple of them are pretty good.
Yeah. And you pre-read them?
I've been reading them to my son and my niece.
Have you never read them? No. They were like required reading when we were kids, right?
Where?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, they weren't required reading.
No, maybe I'm just fucking weird, and I just love shit like that. So I was like, this guy's missing the lower half of his jaw. I got to read this.
Yeah, I don't think they would even allow
it. Do you
want
to be the teacher
schools.
That walks into Dave's class with spooky stories to tell in the dark?
It's true. Okay, fair.
Spooky daddies who were not there when I was younger. Yeah, it's a very scary book. There's a lot of scary stories in it, but I gotta whittle it down. I can't read all of them. So we're going to do two scary stories, Shannon, at different times. Potato sack race. I have the potato sacks already. Now, I wrote down zombie tag without knowing what that is.
I was going to say you could play murderer, which is zombie tag or whatever.
I don't know what zombie tag is. I just put two words together.
Oh.
It's like tag, but once you're it, you have to move like a zombie.
There's also a game where you play where it's like hide and seek, but everyone gets a piece of paper, and on one of the pieces of paper, someone's a zombie, but no one knows who it is. And so then the person who is the zombie tags you and goes, oh, I was a zombie, now you're a zombie too. And everyone, it's like a mistrust plus tag game.
Oh, so just make it more...
So it's like horror tag.
Yeah, but just update it. Have them actually bite each other.
There you go.
To convert.
No, we need a different sort of game here. That's not very good.
Zombie kickball or baseball where you have to go around the bases like a zombie.
I saw this one. This is Monster Freeze Dance. This is where you put on some Halloween tunes and have the kids boogie until the music stops when they have to freeze. Children are eliminated for not freezing. The last monster standing is the winner. That's a fun...
What about just flashlight tag? Regular night games. Why are they...
It's during the day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. COVID comes out at night.
Okay, I see.
I'm having a complete brain fart. What's the game with the chairs and you have one less chair than the amount
musical
of people?
Chairs?
Thank
chairs.
You.
We could do that, but then I got to get all these chairs.
Yeah.
are you down
nobody,
on
nobody
chairs?
Well, who's got fucking 12
buy some
chairs?
Lawn chairs. You're in Jersey.
No, I'm not buying a
where
bunch.
Where are people going to sit at this party?
Yeah, where the fuck? fuck are people sitting?
People can sit inside.
The parents can sit inside the children's party. They're all fucking running
around. Duck, duck, zombie.
Ooh, duck, duck, zombie could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's chasing. It feels like scary.
It wouldn't be duck, duck, zombie. It'd be human, human, zombie.
There you go.
Human, human, human.
Zombie.
Zombie. Ah! Yeah. It's a running zombie like in, what's the?
Dawn of the Dead.
No. I was thinking of the first one, 28 Days Later.
There you go.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
Human, human, 28 Days Later, zombie.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Human, the kids will know that reference.
Human.
28
Days
Later, zombie.
Yeah. Ah! He's running like we're going to give them Adderall before
Remember
the party.
Remember that when you used to slap so hard that the kid couldn't get up because you would hit him on the head so fucking hard?
Just fucking blast him, dude.
No, we never did that. It was very sweet when we played. I do like Duck Duck Zombie. I got to be honest with you. Duck Duck Zombie is a pretty fucking solid. Thank you, Shane.
Dude, I'm
Shannon,
like...
you're a fucking hot whore. This is your fucking forte. You're supposed to be fucking crushing these games right now. You've said nothing.
I'm just letting you guys throw it around.
Shanna, will you come to the party and be a fortune teller?
I don't have a kid.
You can come to the party and be a hot fortune teller. Will you tell all the kids fortunes? That'd be a fun little thing, right?
It is kind of fun.
We'll put you in the garage, man.
Hold on.
Shannon, what the fuck? We'll put you in the garage, man.
I can't find it.
Shannon.
You could also do
Hold on. We'll put you in the garage, man.
Oh, wait. I know why.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
It's on the wrong page.
Jesus Christ.
Look, how about this one? Glow in the dark ring toss. You get like those bracelets, those glow in the dark bracelets, and you throw it over the
Where is the darkness?
Buy a Ouija
Turn
board.
The lights off.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Jesus.
No, because I was gonna do downstairs as well. I've decided to cut off the downstairs of my house, upstairs of my house, cut off the bedrooms, just the living room, kitchen, and the dining room. People can go in. Maybe we'll do some sort of like fun things in there as well. I need more things, Shannon. The only thing else I have is a pin the spider on the web.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Easy.
Buy a Ouija board. Let's get the kids talking to the devil.
I really think that's a great idea. Well, I also bought a Jason mask and a fake chainsaw.
You could scare them.
Literally at any given moment, I'm kicking in the fucking door.
Hell
and just fucking going, nyang, nyang, nyang. You're going to have these fucking five-year-olds shrieking in horror.
During spooky movie or spooky story
spooky
time.
Story time.
One and two, because they're not going to remember.
Spooky story time. Well, I should do during spooky story time two. That should be the prank. We should have one of the moms do it in like a nice eerie voice.
There you go.
But we should get a
you could get like a speaker and have them hunt ghosts in the basement and then like pretend there's a ghost down there and fuck with them.
Yeah.
We could go ghost hunting.
That's fun.
What if we go ghost hunting and I put ghosts hidden around the neighborhood, ghosts.
Yeah.
And then inside of the ghosts' heads are $20 bills.
Oh shit. You're just going to have some crackhead. I found a fucking $3 bill and a ghost. The neighbor's just loaded with fucking homeless people. Just like, yo, have you been seeing this? It's the best day of my life.
Dude, ghost hunting would be dope. Dude, $25 in each head. A 20 and a 5.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
You could have like a scavenger hunt too. A spooky scavenger hunt.
Spook hunt. Temple, what are you doing Saturday? It's just fucking...
He's trying to put a show together.
Trying to put together a show. And now you wonder why Legion is ganked so bad.
Yeah. Okay. I see now.
You can't determine if a spook hunt is real or not when it's in a text form like that.
We need more, Shannon. More fun game ideas. What is this?
This is really cute.
Poke a pumpkin. We fuck pumpkins.
you put there are a bunch of like Solo cups and you put candy inside them and then put tissue paper over it. And they just like shove their hands in it and get the prize inside.
Shannon, we already have the fucking fun trampoline grab. That's the most fun.
But they definitely turn that into a child's glory hole.
During the trampoline grab, where is the candy on your body?
It's everywhere.
Oh, it's not on my body.
The way you pitch it to me made it sound like children, I'm a monster, and the candy's all over. Like, it's in your pockets, and you're just bouncing around, and the kids are like trying to grab it off of you. And I'm like, I don't know, dog. I appreciate that you seem like a good father, but also maybe don't have children grab at you, bro. Yeah. The other parents just watching silently. Silently, like,
this kid got a Neapolitan Tootsie Roll.
Put your hands in the honey.
You got cargo shorts on. Kids are just trying to get in there for candy.
No, it's all over the trampoline.
Full sizes are in the front.
Oh, okay.
On the floor of the trampoline. So they're trying to grab it. It can only be what they can hold in their hands.
Yeah, and they're all bouncing. That's fun.
Yes, everything's bouncing. It's going to probably a lot of pop's going to probably
Thriller playing in the background while you're doing this.
Could be a lot of music. It's going to be fun. I feel like I need one more activity, Shannon. I think that out of all of these, I think the freeze dance game would be fun, and then doing a dance party, which so the kids are like grinding on each other.
Oh yeah,
we sell.
How old are the
videos.
Kids? There is a non-8 gross version of something like bobbing for apples. That's like cider donuts on a string.
I thought you were gonna say there's a non-gross version of dancing. You like you know, you can dance without.
So it's like
rubbing.
Donuts on a string, and you gotta get it off the string without using your hands.
Exactly the same.
You would switch it over to donuts, wouldn't you? Jesus
no, that's like a thing people do at parties.
That was the disgusting part for him. The apples.
they do this at all Amico family events. Zach's
You've
christening.
Met my family, and they're not fat.
I know, it's so funny.
Yeah, because you're really good at the game. You win. All the time. These fucking, have you ever
I'm
seen
I'm sorry,
Zach?
There's
He's
no
undefeated.
Gomez family events.
We can't, there's no, you can't stop him from eating these donuts. He's fucking a savage.
God damn it. God damn it. I have to think about
Are there not like, don't Puerto Ricans like do Santeria or something? Don't you have like creepy things you're up to?
I don't know what that
like
is.
Like games or whatever? You don't know what Santeria is?
Sublime song.
No, Santeria is like a version of Catholicism that includes like ethnic witchcraft or whatever.
Is that what Coco is about?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I see. I only speak in child's movie.
Okay.
Watching, I watched Milo and Otis again yesterday. I mean, I.
By the way, I thought you meant Coco as in Diaz, fucking
Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah. Diaz. Yeah. Coco, the children's movie, I have no fucking idea what that is.
Yeah, I think that's about
that. No, that's
that.
The Day of the Dead, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that's Mexican.
Yeah, it's well, not the same.
Whatever, dude. Same shit.
Santeria is witchcraft and Catholicism together.
I don't think Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Witchcraft. Except for these, they're like slitting a chicken's throat to like get you good luck. Yeah. Just some topless woman with like paint all over her face, and she's got chicken blood on her tits, and she's like doing a ritual.
It's only hot women that do that shit. You'll never see a porker cut a chicken open and
au contraire.
Really? I've never seen it.
I think only not attractive women are doing witchcraft if I had to be
body wise though. I'm talking about like
no, I used to fuck a girl in Spanish Harlem did Santeria and she was enormous.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I think you're just seeing like on TV, of course, they're like, let's make it look good, but then
yeah, you're getting the Telemundo version.
It's kinda like when they're like, oh, the girl's a nerd, and it's just a super hot girl in glasses on TV.
Big tits,
and then in real life you go to the Magic the Gathering tournament and she's wearing like a SpongeBob onesie with cat ears and she smells like she hasn't showered.
So specific.
And you're like, holy fuck, dude, this is nerdy girls are not what I thought.
Yeah, they're never hot.
No, they are not.
It's like, yo, I love a big girl, and then you see a big girl and you see all like the weird skin in between her legs all chafed from rubbing together
skin
all winter.
Tabs,
and
like, yeah, skin tabs, you know, you're like, dude, they photoshopped these out in the magazine, the plus yeah, size
God
magazine.
Damn.
This
you
shit
see
is
that
wild.
Genre of porn that they do where they try to make it look like gamer girls are hot? Like, there's always just some guy climbing on a chick while she's playing video games.
She's playing League of Legends with a controller. You're like, that's not how that fucking works. Just getting piped.
Lewis.
What?
Your sister just texted me.
Oh, my God. What does she want?
She said, tell him I have a whole photo prop area for them to play with. And
oh,
we're
yeah,
doing
the photo prop area. We're doing, instead of Santa Claus, I'm dressing up like Jason. And they're going to take pictures
more
of Jason.
Kids in his lap type stuff. What is going on?
And they're going
to
have to...
I think they need to get the Chuck E. Cheese cops over to the party.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. We got to get some private security. You should test the kids.
Will be a pedophile cop there. I'm sure he's on some sort of list.
You should have Zach show up in a van and then be like, try to give free candy when the kid... If some
Sorry,
of the kids
we're out
do
of candy.
It, yeah, you're like, hey, this is exactly what you fucking don't do. Now we're going to learn a lesson.
Yeah, didn't they do that? Isn't there a YouTube video of like parents being like seeing if their kids would go with a stranger?
Yeah, we watched
that
guy.
There's a bunch of them.
That like picks up people's kids and
they
like
they even do one where it's older, like 15-year-old girls are hanging out with like 30-year-old guys, and then the 30-year-old guy like actually picks a girl up and brings them to her parents.
No.
And she's like, I thought I was gonna get piped by a 30-year-old. I'm in ninth grade.
We watch this video. The guy does two kinds of videos. He does picking up kids at the park in front of their parents.
Jesus.
And then he does like
he'll pull up the girls in a nice car and be like, you guys going to the after party?
Dude.
He basically shows that 23-year-old women and 5-year-old boys with the exact same amount of energy to get your car.
Dude, this guy, jail for sure. I love that he's like, no, I molest the kids ironically. I teach lessons.
Like, come to him.
Yeah.
Sister's a retard, though, so she wants to do a photo booth where, like, we have, like, silly glasses and hats. I was like, everyone's wearing a costume, you fucking idiot. And everyone's putting on more costumes on top of their fucking costumes. Mm. I can't stand her.
Well, yeah. If you,
also, I promised myself that I'd be nicer to my sister.
You should do, like, a creepy, like, where they take, like, a creepy black and white photo or whatever, you know, as a group or something.
Black and white.
Yeah, before
yeah,
they go
yeah,
in.
You know, like when people a used to do like seances. I don't know.
We'll get a separate water or fountain, you should just do... a separate photo booth.
Yeah.
You should just do separate the whole Willy Wonka shit. You know, you should have a whole presentation that takes them through the house, but
a haunted house. Build a haunted house.
I was going to do all that, but it's just too much. And I just got my house together. I'm not going to haunted house. I'm going to put some fucking decorations up. It's going to look good. You know, but it's more about the kids coming together and having some fun.
Have you ever seen, this is a game where they like, you have like a box and you can't see in it and you have to put your hand in and then see what, and it's scary.
It's always my dick.
Yeah, it's always your dick. But I mean, like in like the shows, it's always like a spider or something.
No, yes. I know.
But
you scare them. You take your skinless grapes, yeah, you see their eyeballs.
Or spaghetti or whatever.
It's his brains.
You could do that also.
Yeah, we could do a brain.
Or what if it is your dick and one of the kids are like familiar with it? They're like, oh, mommy's neck massage.
So
I love the idea of like bobbing for apples and you've got the apples in your lap, like your dick is through the water.
Shannon, will you come? Will you be the fortune teller lady that has brains in buckets that they can't see?
Wait, this is multiple different things. What's the pay for this?
$50.
$100. I have to get there and get home.
What if I drive you?
You're not going to end up driving me home. You're not going.
What if you spend the night?
No, thank you.
Damn.
Shannon, turn on some sexy music.
It's so scary.
Turn on some sexy music, Shannon. We're going to get you can come and help out. You could be a fucking, you could be a gypsy. You hot fucking gypsy, fucking fat tits just on the table. Boom. Those can be your crystal balls right there.
Tits are in the box. Yeah. You feel it.
Shannon. And then you do little fortunes for them, but you do really cryptic, dark fortunes for them. You like just let them know that life's not going to
tell them one of their parents is going to die of COVID.
Yeah.
You're at a Proud Boys Halloween party.
It's a real Get Out situation.
Shannon.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the rest of the things your sister said?
Okay, but doing the sexy music, doing the sexy voice.
Mm.
And she texted this right as I was looking up the same thing. She said,
oh, I bet.
I swear to God, I sent her the picture. You're doing a guess how many candy corns are in the jar.
We're not doing candy corns because who wants to win a jar of candy corn?
No, but you win a prize. You don't.
Not a jar of candy corn.
Yeah. That's,
everyone else has to eat the candy corn.
The jar is functional, not for eating.
Yeah.
The worst fucking candy. I can't believe people make that.
Candy corn.
And she said, plus a parade to the creepy neighbor's house.
My neighbor lives
a parade. Wait, are you just harassing your neighbor already?
My creepy neighbor. He's got one eye.
Yo, Dave, what's your fucking problem? You're out there with all the kids behind you. We're here to confront you about what's going on.
Look at him, everyone. He survived the Holocaust.
Oh, dude, egg someone's house.
That's kind of fun, right? We could egg cars.
Yeah. You egg something. You could just have like a thing in your backyard, and the kids could throw eggs at a target. And then you're being mischievous, but you're also not fucking anything up.
No. I feel like
because they're going to turn around and throw the egg at something else.
For sure, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
But that's not an event. A guess how much is in this fucking jar. That's somebody that sits on a table, and you walk up, and you put your name on a slip.
You could have a big, yeah. I don't know.
The unveiling. How about we count the candy corn?
Or we you could do one. Why don't you just do a gender reveal? That would seem to be fun.
It's kind of fun. We could do a pinata.
Yeah,
why don't you do
that pinata?
A pinata.
Yeah, for señorita. Let's do a pinata for señorita. Well, I would. That's actually a great idea. And then we put fucking $20 bills in it, though.
We get it.
You need to have 20.
Are you laundering 20?
Yeah. How? Why? But I'm like, also, I want to come to the party, kind of, and just fucking just be collecting 20. Just kick it. Just using a kid as a weapon.
You know how many 20s will still be left inside the pinata after you?
No, Sacagawea.
Ah.
Oh, you do all fucking Sacagaweas.
The pirate gold, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. When did they start making Sacagaweas? That was a weird. There was like a 3 month period. Like, dude, we got it. We're gonna make heavy dollars.
That is weird. I don't know what happened with that. We've always had gold coins, though.
Yeah, but they're not real gold.
They have some gold content.
Step up a bar. I did a show.
Wait, Sacagawea actually has Sacagawea coins have gold in them?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so of course. Just like a nickel has nickel in it.
Yeah, shut the fuck nickels up. Are actually worth more melted down.
Pennies have pennies in them.
Well, pennies are bronze.
Shut your face.
But no, seriously,
copper,
that
I'm so sorry, yeah.
A nickel is actually worth more in its weight than 5 cents.
I think that's an old wives' tale.
And a penny's worth less.
Nickel, please.
I think
we actually talked about Nazi should start to be used that way. Like, I want to see white people use Nazi as a term of endearment amongst each other and like fight for their right to use it and that other people can't say it.
But we can say it with two Z's.
Yeah. And the whole Nazi way. Yeah, you're being a real Nazi right now.
I don't know if that's going to catch on, but I like where your head's at. I don't know, man.
I got Ellis. You saw Ellis was mad at me on Instagram. Thanks for getting my back.
What happened?
In a very intelligent way, by the way.
You did. He wasn't actually mad at me. I DM'd him, you know, because, look, we're fighting already. What is he can't try to beat me up worse, you know?
Yeah.
People are like, don't get him mad. He's going to fight you. I was like, hey, he's going to fight me. Yeah. That's what we're doing already.
Yeah.
So what happened was I tweeted out, so Seth Simons tweeted out
that Legion of Skanks was held outdoors again, guess because it was so safe inside. But he
pulled
did the asterisk
pull up my tweet that I quote tweeted
so
him.
It wouldn't say so see people it. Couldn't search Legion of Skanks and get to him.
Yeah.
He did the asterisk thing.
So
he's mad at you for doing live shows.
Yes.
So but is he also trying to cancel like Taylor Tomlinson and every other normal comic who's doing shows?
Of course not. Yeah.
One at a fucking time.
So he's mad that we were doing the Legion of Skanks live show. He's just mad that we do it in general. And we did it last week or 2 weeks ago. We did it inside because the weather was bad. So, yeah, he tweeted out Legion of Skanks recorded outside last night. Huh? I guess that's because inside was so safe and legal. So this is the day after we ended up recording again outside last week. So then I tweeted Seth Simons is a faggot, and I put an asterisk in the vowels in his name, and then faggot as just a little joke and a little, you know, and also a little bit of truth. But more than anything else, it was just to be funny.
See, Temple, you're not the only truth teller here.
Yeah.
Oh, get that on your website.
So I didn't.
I'm going to make that now a punchable button, but it takes you to that tweet.
So I enjoyed the tweet so much so that I took a screenshot of it and I put it to Instagram.
Sure.
Showing my work.
As you do.
Showing my work. Just, hey, just so you know, guys, Seth Simons is a faggot.
Playing the hits, dude.
Just so you guys know, I made a funny.
Yeah. Wanted everyone to see it. So Jason Ellis comments on it and he goes, homosexuality jokes from a straight guy. That's new.
Mm. Is he bisexual?
He's bisexual.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Ellis is?
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
You're bisexual as well. Yeah. We got a bunch of half of fruits up in the room, you know? You know, it's fine, okay? We got an entire homosexual at the table right now.
Yeah, we have one and a half gay guys here.
So, and to each his own, you guys know how I feel about fucking sexuality.
Yeah, like, you hate gay people.
It's an abomination.
A God's
mistake. The one mistake that our dear Jesus can make was
Adam
making
gay.
I want to meet the guy who's like, I only hate bottoms.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys know how the fuck. Like, who gives a fuck? Do what you want to do with your body. I believe in literally, I mean, you could fucking marry a guy, girl, fucking your dog, your cat. I don't give a fuck. It's your business, your body. Who gives a shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm also a freak. Sexually, I'm a freak. I've done a lot of fucking weird, questionable shit.
Hardcore fuck.
I've done a lot of gay shit on camera to be funny. I'm not a gay basher. That was not exactly what you and people want to like put me in that category because they see me.
You're a culture appropriator.
Look, a lot of people would call me a faggot, okay? Let's get real. So he chimed in with this, and, you know, I guess he starts going back and forth with my fans.
Oh.
And my fans, once again, they're not actually hateful. They're just trying to fucking say the edgiest thing. Yeah, they're being edgelords.
So they're trying to play the game.
Well, also, he's fighting you, and they know that, so they're going to be antagonizing him.
So I didn't want to go back and forth with him on the public thing, because his point that he had made was that he was like, look, I've seen a lot of, you know, the amount of gay kids that commit suicide because people call them that name and blah, 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 blah. Now, look. There's no fucking young gay kids on my Instagram or on my Twitter. Nobody's listening to Legion of Skanks. If there's any, and there are gay kids listening to Legion of Skanks, and there probably are on my Twitter, but they know what we do. They know that's not what this is about.
And let's be real. Do we need someone that fragile making it to adulthood in a position of power?
True. But I didn't want to go back and forth with him and be taking the point of, like, fuck those gay kids. Like, because that's not the point.
That's
not what I'm trying to. The point is that, like,
fuck
no.
Fuck those gay kids. Fuck those kids gay.
Listen, I'm just saying, if those kids want to come into my house and try and get candy out of my pockets while I bounce on the trampoline.
I'm a monster.
Oh. He's just in his regular clothes. I'm a different type of monster, kids. Get in here.
I didn't want to make it like a back and forth where I was like, that's not the position I was defending. I think you could make a fucking joke using whatever word you want to use, right? And if you were to go, and I don't know, I don't listen to Jason Ellis' show regularly, but I know he says some edgy shit. I know that his show is not he's not a fucking, you know, squeaky clean show. So if I were to go over his show and the things that he says with a fine-tooth comb, I'm sure that I can be triggered. I'm sure there's words and jokes that he's made that I could personally be triggered by. Other people could be triggered by, for sure.
Yes.
So we don't do that. The reality is we just don't do that as performers. And especially if you know. Like, he knows that I'm not that guy. He knows. And I said that to him. I was like, dude, look, I didn't want to go back and forth. I was like, you know that I'm not about bullying gay kids. That's not what I... And he goes, no, I know, dude. I appreciate you reaching out. But, you know, I've just seen a lot of kids. And I do believe the fact that there are a lot of gay kids out there that have had to deal with being bullied and have committed suicide. I don't think, I have a difficult time making the connection between people making jokes using quote unquote no-no words and gay kids committing suicide because of that. I don't think there's ever a gay kid that's heard a comedian say faggot and then they go, this is it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. No, I'm assuming it's their home life. I'm assuming it's their friends, family members. I'm assuming it's, you know, hiding who they truly are. There's a bigger issue there, and I don't think the jokes that comedians make and the words that we use and trying to dissect it and look for that, I think it's a big jump to sort of, you know, create that connection.
I think the issue is when you're like, let's just say you grow, like, I grew up around, like, a lot of Nazis and stuff in the middle of nowhere, and, like, here's a good example. We're all online. We get bullied, right? People say horrible shit to us in our DMs or whatever. It never matters. I'm like, I could give a fuck. Say whatever you want about me. It doesn't matter till it matters. You know what I mean? When you're having the worst fucking day and you're depressed and you feel sad and you're like, I'm a piece of shit. And you want to kill yourself already. And then you read someone saying something terrible. That's when it affects you.
Yeah, so but that, it sounds like he was just having that.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
Of
so
day,
in Ellis's mind, he responded. He's the doing way. The like, you shouldn't even say it because on that kid's worst day, he's going to read it. But like, you can't cater to the lowest common denominator.
Right, and to be honest with you, you're not going to be able to change that world. And it won't be my dumb joke won't be the most triggering thing that kid sees that day. You know, I'm assuming when he walks out to have his breakfast and his fucking dad won't make eye contact with him, that might be the thing that's probably triggering for him. So I just feel like you can't try to control this, especially in a world where we say fucked up shit in order to be funny. And we all do. So does Ellis. Absolutely. You know, Ellis does as well. So you can't sort of cherry pick and go, well, this word's okay, this word's not. It's got to all be okay or none of it's okay.
Well, all of it started with cherry picking, right? Seth Simons is mad at you, whereas there are woke, you know, people doing shows indoors right
now. Of course,
of course. Because we fucking need money and people want to see shows. I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe it's not the right thing to do, but also we have to fucking do something.
Yeah, but you also have to understand when you go, it's all okay, and you can genuinely mean it's all okay until you find out what somebody else wanted to do. And you're like, oh, shit, that's a little bit shocking. all right, I know I said it's all okay. Give me a second to adjust to that. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, no, but here's the thing. I can just say that blindly as if to create content just, you know, for the sake of creating content, for the sake of comedic purposes, words. Yeah, I think every word's okay. Now, I'm not saying that every word you can't fuck up. You can bomb and you might get somebody pissed. You might have somebody beat you up or throw a fucking milkshake at you. I'm not saying there's not consequences. But from my perspective as a comedian, as somebody who creates fucked up content, yeah, I think every word has to be okay. There's not a single word. Anybody can explain to me that a comedian made a joke with literally any word in the English language, and I'd go, yeah, I'm sure there's a way to get it to be funny. I'm not saying that everything is funny. Most shit isn't funny, whether you're using the no-no words or not. Most comedy stinks, whether it's on television, in comedy clubs, on YouTube. 99% of it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you happen to only see the better of the stuff because it makes its way into your feed.
Right, and that's the thing. Also, comedy, I'll be honest with you, I'm wondering whether we're doing it a disjustice consuming it through a screen, because it's the thing, it's more difficult to make a connection. When you see comedy, even you can see comedy clips of someone in front of a club killing and still be offended because you weren't in the room building that connection. You know, that joke may have came minute 44 into the set, on which, okay, the crowd is already on board and they're in a groove. You came in 36 seconds into what took you 44 minutes to build. There's no way you can get on board with the chemistry. You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
I know we want to go through screens to get bigger audiences, but comedy started in the basement, you know, for a small amount of people that were like, okay, we knew what we were on board to come and see, you know, and...
There's a rapport you build when you're like bold enough to say something into someone's face.
Yeah.
If someone says fuck you online, I'm like, what a pussy. If someone says fuck you to my face, I'm like, oh, why? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Now you've got my attention.
Yeah. Well, you're also at the very like, all right, well, this guy is at the very least willing to say fuck you to my face. Now,
exactly.
Most of the time, as a man, that comes with a certain level of consequences, right? Those consequences are, and whether you're right or wrong, the consequences are, if I say fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
This guy, 50-50 shot, he's going to want to fight me, right?
Yeah.
Or at the very least, get aggressive and get in my face. If you say, fuck you, bro, to some guy's face, you almost have to be willing to fight. Once again, not saying this is right. This is the way people interacted up until like 20 years ago. This is the fucking way that everyone, for hundreds of years, the way that everyone fucking reacted. 300 years ago, you take your fucking, your glove out of your pocket and you go, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's that. You better be willing to fucking put a sword through this guy's fucking spleen.
Right.
Simple as that, okay?
It was. I mean, this was back even 10 years ago. Did you ever get a... I remember being on Xbox Live during Modern Warfare 2 and just being like, where do you fucking live?
Yes.
Like, me and my brother actually met up to...
Hey, yo, who is this?
Me and my brother met up to fight someone at a mall over Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Dude,
did they show up?
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
It was like these bros. Yeah, yeah, we got down. Nice. For sure. Well, they thought... They were like some college bros, and then we were like in our 20s and out of our minds, so they weren't going to back down, and we weren't going to back down. It was like kind of
that's
the
crazy.
Perfect
storm. That's good, though. Even get there, it's so funny.
Oh, good.
It's
so healthy. Just playing twos on gamebattles.com.
Because people weren't so used to it back
then.
Did you
see them in the game later at all?
Like, yeah, we did, because we used to play on this website called Game Battles where you bet real money on your games.
Yeah.
So we used to make money betting on ourselves, and we played like this game, and they're just talking all this shit. We ended up meeting them and fighting, but they were still like in the Call of Duty community.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see...
It was, but it was a different time where, and this is what happened when I got in that kid Jake's face at the stand. It was like all of like I was just like in middle school again. Like all of like the adult shit disappeared for a moment, and I was like, I don't like that guy, and I have to tell him now because he has been telling me every day for 2 years on the internet, and he's got to fucking know. He's got to know.
Mm.
But it's like, and it's like, you know, and once again, I said it at the time, and I'll say it now. I don't agree with that behavior. I don't think that if you don't like what people say to you, you have a right to go up and threaten them with violence or try to get them to fight you or try to beat them up. But I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that I wouldn't do it again.
And
I can't even tell you if I saw that guy again. I was thinking about...
Does he still do the online thing since?
Every fucking day, this bitch mentions me or Legion of Skanks online. And I was actually driving with my son in the car this morning. And I was looking... When I drive him to the city, we listen to the Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack, okay? And it is the cutest thing in the fucking world. adorable. We just listen to it. He sings all the songs, and I'm singing all the songs. Like, little shop, little. It's the most pure, sweetest fucking thing in the world.
Sure.
And my kid has this memory. I remember just being that young and driving to school with my mom and the music we listened to. I used to listen to Danzig. I remember just like being like 10 and listening to Mother over and over again. Me and my sister would listen to that song all the time, right?
Yeah.
But I remember like my son only sees me. My son probably sees me more for who I am than anybody in the world. You know, there's a few people who really, really know me. And you get a version of me online. You get a version of me in a comedy club. You get a version of me at work that these guys interact with. And, you know, the further we get away from being in front of the camera, I think you're getting a closer version to the real me, right? So Dylan and Shannon know the real me much more so than the average listener of this show. You know what I'm saying? They you know, when the cameras are off, they get to see me who I am. My son, there's no show. My son sees me who I am in the purest form. And the reason why, if I see Jake Flores, why I think I'll probably always react the same way is because one day my son's going to come to me and he's going to say, Dad, why do people say you're racist? Why do people say you have hate in your heart? Why do people say you're a Nazi? Why do people say you hate gay people? And it's a guy like Jake Flores that I have to blame for that. It's not just him, but I make jokes and I've made jokes for a long time. You know, and this is the type of jokes that I made. It's the type of jokes. Dude, I fell in love with comedy right after 9/11 because of the way the comedians made jokes about 9/11. That was it. I was like, holy shit, dude, this is the way you fucking deal with tragedy. This mm-hmm. is the way you deal mm-hmm. with fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. It's at the core of who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, comedy changed. I didn't fucking change. Comedy changed, and what they were looking for changed. So I made my own fucking thing. I wasn't getting the opportunities to get on television. I wasn't getting the opportunities to get industry success. So I went out and created my own platforms. And we still just make jokes. You can't find... I speak for 10, 12 hours a week. You can't find me making hateful comments about any group of people in the fucking world. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm out there. I mean, you can't, it's not, and I know I'm not even hating on people like Gavin or Milo. Those guys, it's not a far jump to say what they're saying is hateful. You know what I'm saying?
They have a clear agenda.
Yeah. I make fucking jokes and I always have. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about politics. I don't give a shit about any of it. And a cocksucker like Jake knows that. He knows it. He knows what the fuck I do. But one day I'm going to have to explain to my son and I'm going to have to sit him down and say, yeah, well, this is why they say that. And that really bothers me. It really fucking bothers me.
Nah,
you know,
dude,
especially
you should be happy that you get that opportunity.
No, but the fact that it comes from a comic.
Yeah.
Look, if it was some fucking dude, it's one thing. But some comic.
Is he
relish,
really a comic?
Maybe. I don't know. But the fact that he relishes in that, lives in that, and pushes that agenda and says those things, that's something that I take it very, very personally. And that's why, like, you know, all the other shit, the milkshakes and the Daniel, all that, I go, nah, fuck it. I don't like him because he fucking knows exactly what I'm about. He knows exactly who I am. He knows that me and Dave and Jay, we're not fucking racists. We're not Nazis. We're not people that are out there fucking doing anything. We're literally, Dave and Jay are legitimately good fucking people. If there was somebody in need, if there was somebody that was fucking hurt in the street, black, white, fucking yellow, gay, straight, if they would fucking take the clothes off their back to help that person. That's who they are. Okay, so don't portray me and my friends as anything fucking but that, especially based off of fucking jokes,
yeah.
Especially based off the fact that you know that we just tell fucked up jokes and we don't give a fuck about anything else.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry too much about, like you said, like you just named like 19 good characteristics versus the one that Jake Flores could say is bad, in which case you even having to explain to your son this one bad characteristic versus everything else that he already understands, it's a
you're right. I don't think my son's going to ever see me any way except for the way that I am, right? It still doesn't matter. It still bothers me. It still makes my fucking blood boil. When I think about it, when I fucking, you know, when I really think about that, it makes my fucking blood boil. So
it's so interesting to me that he even cares about you in any real way.
Yeah.
Because your community's so insular.
Mm.
It's like you and your fans, you have nothing to do with the larger scope of comedy. You have no political agenda. You're not like advocating for any type of action besides laughter.
Yeah.
So for him to like care at all, it's like what are you doing?
Yeah, especially when it's like, we talked about this earlier, and we're going to wrap up here in a second, but like we talked about it at the beginning of the show where it's like, I'd have this respect for comics. Like, he's a dude where like a year ago, if somebody were fucking with him after a show, I would catch his back. Like, I would straight up catch his fucking back if some dudes were like trying to fuck with him after a show. That, because that's just who I was. I was like, oh, we're comics, we're brothers. Like, from a baseline level, I would go, no, we're in this fight together. It's sort of us versus them. Yeah. And I had this romanticized version of what comedy was for a long time. And to be honest with you, that is dead in my mind. That version of what comedy is, like, yeah, we're all, it's like, come on, it's a comics versus, yeah, like, no. Fuck that, dude. It really was a very different version of what it was when I first started. So, all right, look, let's wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Please make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Shade Dozer on Instagram and Twitter for Shane Smith, and I am Dave Temple on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back on Wednesday. Happy Halloween. If you have any more ideas for a Halloween party, let me know. So I got a few more days to plan, but until then, sorry, heartburn. Fuck, I'm dying, Shannon. Go.
That's all, folks.